Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Nick Culp. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Levzon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dutch Levzon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Roger Peckinpah. Batting third. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kamm. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kamm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Metzler steals second. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Metzler moves to third. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Peckinpah moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. Peckinpah scores. Falk moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Sherry Smith now pitching. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk scores. Barrett moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to third for the out. Shealy moves to second. One out. Willie Kamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamm takes first base on ball 4. Shealy moves to third. McCurdy moves to second. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Sewell to Hodapp. The throw back to home, and Shealy is out at the plate. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peckinpah hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peckinpah. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Falk tags and moves to second. One out. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sheely hits a fly ball towards left field. Jameson drops the ball. He retrieves the ball and throws it towards the infield. Hodapp tags Falk out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCurdy hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Calm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Calm moves to second. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Metzler hits a line drive towards the mound. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blankenship fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Peckinpah hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell can't make a play. That's a base hit. Falk moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a fly ball into right field. Cullup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCurdy hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Cullup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullup is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullup hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Metzler. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Smith moves to third. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-2 in the game. Blankenship bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blankenship moves to second. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Peckinpah hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp can't make a play. That's a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrett moves to third. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0-for-3 in the game. McCurdy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Shealy moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Culup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culup is 0-for-2 in the game. Culup hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherry Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-3 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler bunts towards third. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roger Peckinpah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peckinpah is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Peckinpah hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kulop. Peckinpah reaches second base with a double. Metzler goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-3 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.